Hello and welcome to GamerCast episode 184. I'm your host Paul, and as I am every week, I am also joined by
me,
Adam.
I don't know who that is, but it must be a cross line somewhere. And I'm also joined by
Catherine.
Yep. Well, hey. Right, so a couple of quick housekeeping things to just mention. We now have a Facebook group, and we also have a Steam community. I notice Adam isn't a member of the Steam community.
I haven't signed into Vista in ages. Next time I sign into Vista when I'm working on some CG project,
Has he joined the Facebook group?
Yeah, well, the iPhone app won't let you join Facebook groups. I have to log into my Mac and do that, and I very rarely go on Facebook on my Mac. I will get around to it.
Do it now, Adam.
It's on my to-do list.
Do it now. You're on the computer.
Do it now.
Use it.
Now.
I'm drinking. I get busy then, though.
So yeah, you can just find those. We've got a link on the website, thegamercast.net. And if you just look on the right-hand side of the page, there's a Facebook link and also a link to the Steam group. So you can, Steam is, for those that don't know, that thing we're constantly moaning about.
No, it was okay over Christmas with all their sales.
Yeah, now if only it was cheap all the time.
Yeah, they're too expensive.
Now for the news.
So the first item we've got this week is something about Yakuza. What's that then?
You said it right.
I know how to say Yakuza.
It was a quick announcement, as this is news, and it's quick. Sega have announced, well, confirmed the...
Sega? What is a Sega? Sega.
Sega have confirmed the date that Yakuza 3 is being released on the PS3. Ooh. It's coming out March 12th, same day as Final Fantasy. And yeah, so that's cool. Apparently it's not going to have English voiceovers, it's going to keep the Japanese voiceovers, but I think that's cool.
That's quite good.
Yakuza 3 is March 12th now. Hopefully some people will buy it, because Yakuza games, well, firstly, most stores will only get a couple of copies in, but hopefully they'll sell. And people will buy it, but then also hopefully Sega won't sell them for £50. And might sell a bit cheaper, but I don't know.
Well, I can definitely say I won't be going in the store that day to pick up a copy.
My money will be going
on Final Fantasy 13. I'm running out pretty quickly. I was just doing my account with Sarah before we came online, and I was just looking at the money going, well, I can put that there and borrow money from there, and it was kind of like, I've got enough money for Heavy Rain, and I was like, I need to make sure I've got enough money for March. Oh, they're all coming, all the good stuff coming out at the same time. They're trying to make me poor.
Oh, sorry. But yeah, so Yakuza 3, cool. Next up is a brief mention, Assassin's Creed 2 Wise. They've confirmed the first batch of downloadable content, which is the Battle of Forli.
Battle of Bangladesh.
I'm not sure if that's pronounced differently at all. I don't know. It's Italian, I'm sure, maybe. God knows. But yeah, so first batch is coming out the 28th of January, so that's this Thursday. That might be in America. I don't know. Do we get the same day as Americans?
Mm-hmm.
So we either get Thursday, Friday, and it's only 320 points on the Microsoft Store, or 399 on the PSM. So I thought that's quite good. It's nice and cheap.
Wow, so it's really expensive on the PlayStation Network, isn't it?
How much is 320 points?
£2.50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, who's got it on the PS3? Unless Adam has.
No, Adam of course has it on PS3.
Yeah, I do.
But yeah, so that's quite cool. I think it's quite nice. It's fairly cheap, especially on Microsoft on Xbox Live, because of course, like, usually DLC is quite a bit more expensive than that. And then so the Mass Effect stuff, Charlotte just bought it because it was 50% off. But normally that's 800 points a piece.
Yeah.
And how much was Fallout 3? Do you remember?
800 points for all the expansion packs.
What, for all of them?
Each.
See, so like, that's really cheap. Unless it's only, like, one mission and it's super short.
Although that's the thing, though, with some of the expansion packs for Fallout 3, they were, like, mini-games. They were, like, it was kind of like buying the expansions for Grand Theft Auto to a point. So I think they're worth their money, but...
Moving along.
Sorry. You know what, I'm rambling.
Well, I want to go to bed.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to get back to work.
It's almost 7 o'clock, dude. It's almost my bedtime.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not at dinner yet.
So next up, just a quick announcement as well, that there's a Final Fantasy 13 Special Edition coming out in the UK and Europe.
What did you come in?
Europe. I'm sorry, I said UK and then I thought, oh shit, Europe. Oh.
You just swore. We were going to try this episode and not swear.
What do you want to cut?
No, we can't cut it now. It's too late.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Swear jar. Sorry. Put a penny in.
Penny? 10 quid if it comes from Catherine.
10 quid? Rip off.
Anyway, carry on. Come on.
Okay,
I want to go to bed.
Sorry. So yeah, Europe are getting a Final Fantasy 13 Collector's Edition, which is quite similar in a way to the ones that they've recently released for... What is it?
Captain Epic. And his uber elite force.
Final Fantasy 7 Crisis Core and this...
Ow, stop hitting me.
Yeah, that one. It comes with a soundtrack. Well, not a full soundtrack. It's a selection of the songs, as well as a little hardback book in it that has artwork and images and stuff, along with 3 art prints and a decal. I'm not sure if it means it's a sticker. I'd imagine it means a sticker of the brand of Icy. I'm not sure how. Any idea how you pronounce that?
What?
Something weird.
It looks like PCI Express wrote wrong.
Apparently it's an iconic symbol from the game.
I've never heard of it, don't care.
The only downside of this is Collector's Edition is 60 quid, and you can pre-order on most websites, well, normal version of Final Fantasy for like 40 quid on most websites, so you're paying 20 quid for like nothing extra, really.
I'd expect, like, I don't know, a controller with graphics on, or, I don't know, some sort of model or something for that price.
Mate, it's Square Enix, of course they're going to be cheap.
Well, yeah, and like, it's the same with the Crisis Core and everything else, because they were like 10 quid more. Because that is 10 quid more than the retail price, just you can actually get it for about 40 quid everywhere. But you can only get the Special Edition for 60, you can't get it for any less than that.
Yeah.
So it seems like a bit of a rip-off to me.
Especially after last year, some of the cool things you could actually get with games for the Special Edition.
Yeah, there's lots of cool stuff coming out this year as well. But I won't digress. I will continue on with. I'll continue on with my news.
So Mass Effect 2 is out later this week.
Yep, it comes out on Friday, and they've recently also announced that there's going to be downloadable content soon. They haven't confirmed any prices or dates, but they've said there will definitely be downloadable
when
content.
When it's ready, and whatever we see on it.
Yeah, I'd imagine it'll probably be about 800, really. Because if it's sticking to the price of the original Mass Effect stuff, it'll be that.
The BBC are also trying to make some money by selling some of their intellectual property, well, licensing some of their intellectual property for use in games.
Well, not for using games, to make full games. So currently they're interested
the
in making a Doctor Who game, Top Gear, and In the Night Garden for little kids.
Yeah, well, moving along.
That'd be very cool.
That's boring.
It depends on who picks them up, but they want to have stuff, they said, all consoles and Facebook games and iPhone games. But yeah, so that's what the BBC are trying to do, even though they've always said, no,
but
we don't make games.
Do they? What about my N-Gage?
Oh no.
Am I not going to get N-Gage game? I want an N-Gage copy of Doctor Who. Dear BBC Director General,
who still uses one.
Give me the game I asked for, else
I nearly bought one of those. I'm glad I didn't.
Yeah, I think, was it me who talked you out of buying it?
No, it was when I was in uni,
blame it on uni.
I was tempted to buy one, and then I ended up buying the one that looked exactly the same, but it was an MP3 player instead, and everyone was like, oh, you've got the N-Gage. I was like, no, it's just an MP3 player, but it's a Nokia phone.
I knew someone with an N-Gage in sixth form. Anyway.
Let's not digress. No more digressing.
L.A. Noir. Awesome looking.
What's that then?
It's a noir game.
What's that?
Noir.
Film noir.
Although it would be neo-noir, not film noir, because it's not actually being made in the 30s, so it's neo-noir. But Team Bondi, I can't remember what it was that they made, are making L.A. Noir.
What's that?
I told you, it's a game. It's set in the 40s or something.
All right, calm down.
In America.
I'm just curious.
And it'll have to do with, like...
Put the knife down.
You'll probably be a detective or something.
Put the knife down, shh. Catherine.
Stop it.
Step away from the bazooka.
But they've mentioned recently that next month, so in February, which is only like a few days away anyway, in some kind of print, so magazine wise they reckon, well,
wow, I just noticed I wrote Cap Cop on the show notes.
I wasn't going to say anything. I actually read it. My brain went RoboCop for some reason. I was like, no, that's Cap Cop. What?
As I was saying before someone interrupted me, Paul.
This is how you have to say it, okay? Before I was so rudely interrupted.
Before I was so rudely interrupted.
That's better.
So hopefully there'll be some information and screenshots on L.A. Noire in February.
What's that then?
Don't say that anymore. Because Rockstar are publishing it, as far as I'm aware.
Fine, I'll just stop
playing
Tinker.
They're saying that they're going to give away. No, don't you dare. So, that's L.A. Noire. That should be cool. I'm looking forward to seeing some stuff on it, because it could be interesting, and it might be in black and white, which would be cool.
More importantly, the Heavy Rain demo should be inst on the store on the 11th of February for those PSN fans.
Yep.
Woo!
So that's quite cool. Demo on the 11th.
Of course, most PlayStation owners don't know what a PSN is, or a PlayStation Store,
or
anything
know that they can
like
download
that.
Things. But that's cool.
That's because the average intelligence of PlayStation users is 78.
I can't figure out if I should download the demo or just wait for the game. But I mean, yeah. I played the Fahrenheit demo before Fahrenheit came out, so...
It depends where the demo is taken from. If it's kind of like you've got the first part that you can just play with and try the first part in multiple different ways, that would be great. If they take a section that's kind of midway through the game that might not ruin the story, it'd kind of bother me knowing that when I get part way through the game, I'm going to bump into the demo section. If it's a tech demo of something that's not even in the story, and it's just something they were testing with to just show you what it's like, that would be pretty cool.
Well, I read that apparently David Cage said since they started development they wanted to release a demo, so I'm imagining it will be of the full game itself, just like Fahrenheit, the first tiny little segment of it.
Okay.
They also announced some of the details on the downloadable content for when it's released. One of them is you're going to take part as the Origami Killer, so you'll play from the antagonist perspective, which would be quite cool. Another one puts you in the FBI agent guy's shoes, so you'll be playing as him for a prequel, apparently. And then a third one, a third one focuses on a photographer, Madison Page. I'm not sure if that's the woman in it. I haven't really read anything on Rain, because I don't want to spoil it in any way.
Yeah, me too. It's nice that they're actually saying that because of the way that the game entitles through, where you're playing as a character and the story unfolds, but your actions determine the story. So if you replay it again and you decide to do something opposite to what you did before, it can change the way the game unfolds. The idea of doing it again and going through the same story, but you're doing it from a different perspective, even playing it from the past guy.
The only thing is, though, it's not the whole game. I think it's only like a chapter.
Oh, right.
So you only get to play a little bit. But I think it's quite nice playing it from the
a different perspective, seeing it from the other side of the
room. You're such a spoil sport, Paul.
Meh.
I'll met
like
you.
No.
Okay, so next up, just a really small announcement that Final Fantasy 1 and 2 are being released on the iPhone and iPod Touch. It's just going to be a port of the PSP version, so I don't really care about that because I've already got them on the PSP and I see no point to buying a game like three times already.
I'm not going to bother. I've already got them on PS1.
Yeah, I've got them on PS1 too.
I've got them on the Spectrum.
Oh,
you didn't see me bragging.
They didn't come out on the Spectrum. So yeah,
and that's because
so that's
Japanese
just...
developers didn't know how to program for our mighty British machines.
Anyway, so that's that. Next up, do you want to mention this thing?
Yeah.
Because you can do a quick little moan, maybe, I don't know.
Crysis 2, the game which has been coming out for a while, and it's a dumbed-down Crysis, because obviously Crysis 1 was like uber high-end for PC, for like every PC person. Don't interrupt me with your coughing. Every PC person... would just buy it just to have it so they could like show off their PC to all their mates. Oh, look, I'm getting 100 frames per second and blah, blah, blah. And now, obviously, they're dumbing it down for the console rejects. So,
rude.
Yeah. And by dumbing it down...
You're calling people who play console games rejects. That's not very nice.
Okay, console retards.
That's not very nice.
Fine. Paul wishes to withdraw his statement about blah, blah, blah. Right. So, yeah, Crysis 2. According to Catherine... who is my only source of information for this, it will be set in New York City.
Which is a bit
so
silly.
What the fuck?
There you go, you just... We
you
can't
already
put...
swore anyway, so...
That wasn't as bad as what you just said.
Alright, let me put it this way. I've got visions of Paul stood there after he's played around with the game and change things in the game like he did in the first one. And he's like, let's see what happens when I fire a nuke at the Eiffel Tower. Not the Eiffel Tower. Wrong country.
Yes, Ireland.
Statue of Liberty. It's still French. It's still French. The Statue of Liberty or something else. I could just see him firing nukes off at every single building to see what happens. If you can't knock a building over, I'm going to be very... It's not going to be a good game if it's in New York and you can't
blow up
a building.
With their engine, it should have the structural environment.
Well, the thing is, it goes contrary to what they've already said, because they always said that it's, we're going to have jungle in it. So, I don't know, maybe New York... In this, because it's like 20 odd years in the future.
Yeah,
so
maybe
New York
is
deserted and like maybe it got flooded and or something.
Yeah, it might be that you just see half of buildings everywhere and all the skyscrapers have been like near enough chopped in two and there's trees coming out everywhere and it is like a complete urban jungle, kind of like that Will Smith film where everything's overgrown.
Great. I thought we could go a whole episode without mentioning Will Smith. Obviously, I was wrong. Right, what's this Capcom and Microsoft stuff you're on about them, Adam?
Hang on, I haven't said my Street Fighter bit yet.
Well,
you want me to say that first?
We missed you.
Yeah.
Do you want to move it down?
What are you talking about?
You put it there. I didn't think Paul had put any of your show notes in between mine.
Oh, so you were just... Right. Catherine
I
went
just
past
kept,
it.
Nah.
Well, don't you want to do the Capcom stuff and then do Street Fighter after?
Okay, I'll do that first. It's been announced on to Microsoft's Japanese website. They've just got one screen. It's basically got the Capcom logo and the Microsoft logo next to each other with a time symbol in between with the numbers 2010-01-26. Capcom title, premiere for Xbox 360. That's all they're saying. And basically, Capcom are going to be announcing something which is going to be new, released on the announced on the 26th for Microsoft. And the fact that they've already
26th of January.
Yeah. Now, they've already mentioned Dead Rising 2, Lost Planet 2, and Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition. So it has got nothing to do with any of those titles.
All right, so the news is Capcom are releasing a game.
Yeah. And it's something
an exclusive
new.
Game.
It's exclusive to Microsoft. It's new and it's going to be announced on the 26th.
Meh.
What's
the Street Fighter stuff then?
Yeah, I've been looking at Super Street Fighter, which will be out later this year. I had a look at some of the videos from CS 2010. Looked pretty good. They've added a selection of new characters. Cody, Guy, Idon, T-Hawk, DJ and Jurai, some of them I can't pronounce. Three of them are new characters. The other three are from Street Fighter 2 Turbo and some of the other ones where they've all been added.
Mortal Kombat 2.
It's looking pretty good.
They've
added in new combat meters because before they had an ultra combat meter. Now there's, from the looks of the videos, there's one that says 1 and one that says 2 works differently, as well as a time meter where normally when you fire up a combo off the meter, you just do this really cool pre-animated move and you kick someone's ass. This one, there seems to be a bonus that you get and you have a time limit to actually use the bonus in on your attack before it runs out.
Okay.
They've also announced that there will be a new selection of Fight Stick Tournament Edition that will be with Super Street Fighter, and they've shown a small screenshot of what that will look like on the net, as well as what the front art box will look like for Super Street Fighter. As well as they said that on the 26th of Jan, there will be a Super Street Fighter 4 announcement, which is not connected with this Capcom Microsoft thing.
All right, that sounds
so
fun.
So Capcom seem to have a lot under their belt ready for the 26th of Jan to announce out.
So, Catherine, what is this Samurai Showdown Sen? What's that?
Just a little brief thing. Rising Star have announced that they're...
Who's Rising Star?
Rising Star Games.
Who are they?
They're in London.
What have they made previously?
They publish games. They don't make games.
Okay, what have they published?
They published that game I played at Expo, Muramasa.
Oh, okay then.
They published some games we mentioned last week as well. And the last two games in the show notes, in the news show notes, are published by them. But yeah, so they've announced that the new Samurai Showdown game is coming out on 360. And should be coming out in spring this year. They haven't mentioned at all if it's a full release title or if it's an Xbox Live Arcade title. Although it is totally 3D. I must say I would kind of prefer a 2D Samurai Showdown, but I think it'd be quite cool. It's the 11th one in the series. Might be nice. So that's cool. And then my next thing is Way of the Samurai 3, which
What's
is
that?
Published by Rising Star Who again.
Sorry. Don't hear me.
Anyway, so that's coming out on... Way of the Samurai is coming out on PS3 and Xbox 360. I don't think there's an official date for it yet. But I do know that it actually looks quite good. Because, like, in the past, have you ever seen the Way of the Samurai games in-game before? They've both been on PS2. And they looked horrible.
Crap.
But it's a beat-em-up style game.
No, it's like a samurai kind of hack-and-slashy kind of game. But this one, I must say, looks quite interesting. Because the graphics look okay. And it's set in a nice period, and it looked like it had a mini game where you were making mochi, which I think would be quite cool. So yeah, that's coming out with the releases of it. It's getting 2 digital bonus items, which was the main thing of the show notes because they announced it a while back. Is apparently when you purchase it, you get a strategy guide with it,
great,
digitally, and an art book digitally,
great.
But the art of it looks quite nice, so that'd be quite cool. I'm sorry, I'll stop playing the postcard. That's my news. Rant of the
week. Forza 3 does not have LAN support. So I've mentioned this on the show before, probably.
Yeah, you mentioned it a few times.
But as I needed something for Rant of the Week, and there were a couple of things I could have done for
they
Rant of the Week.
They weren't as good.
I mean, I was going to mention how everyone in Aldershot sucks. Apart from me, of course, and Catherine.
Thank you.
But I thought, nah, let's talk about something games related. So yeah, Forza 3.
Yeah, because last week it wasn't games related.
You know, the best racing simulator there is. No offense, GT5, but you suck. It doesn't have LAN support. So obviously, previous games have supported LAN. In fact, the LAN play was, you know, the best part of it because you just get together and have some LAN, and
well,
also,
and then you don't need Xbox Live accounts to do it as well.
So, but there's also the fact that it does have LAN code in the game, because to do multi-monitor setup like you can in Forza 3, you have multiple consoles, and those consoles connect over a LAN. So yeah, like at least parts of the code is there to have LAN support.
They just didn't do it.
But they didn't do it, so now I can't play it LAN with Tim.
You can't play it with Tim because he has an Xbox Gold account, so it's like, yeah. Well, you could play on mine if you wanted, get me some achievements.
Yeah, but we're on the same memory card. We'd have to do account recovery, yeah. And I really can't be bothered.
That takes way too long.
I really don't care anyway, to be honest. This rant of the week is, I don't care.
You don't care. This is a really short rant then, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose I should have put more thought into this.
Well, considering you only thought about GamerCast,
well,
like,
hang on a
couple
minute.
Hours ago.
Hang on a minute. I know what I can mention.
What's that, then?
That Sean guy, the guy who thinks he's really good at stuff, he's only got 155 gamer score.
Really?
He sucks. Do you know what sucks even more? This ultra mega monkey bloke who's on my friends list, who's only got 3,385 gamer score. What is with that? How can you have such low gamer score?
Because I changed gamer score and I had to add more points on. I don't know what... Work out what my points would be if you added Super Gojin and Ultra Mega Monkey together.
Super Gojin was only like 1,000 or 2,000.
Yeah.
I already did. I was expecting you to come back with that little remark.
Have you got Bayonetta?
No. My mate brought it round to let me have a go at it.
Oh, okay. I just saw it on your gamer card and I was like...
Oh. I know what I can moan about now.
Oh my god.
On the gamer thing, Bayonetta is spelled all with capital letters. I fucking hate it when
people
do that.
You know
why
that is? Because it's Japanese.
I don't care. They need a punch in the face. You know, look at all these other games. Tinker, spelt properly. Geometry Wars, spelt properly. Modern Warfare 2, spelt properly. Fallout, spelt properly. Forza Motorsport, spelt properly. And then you have EA, are very guilty of it. And any Japanese people, you know, how dare you put your flipping game
in
capital letters? Yeah, but if you take, like, Fight Night, for example... Fight Night Round 3 is like EA Sports FN3, all in capital letters. What is with those people?
What? It says FN3 in capital letters. That's because it's the name of the
EA
game.
EA Sports is all in capital letters.
Oh, all of EA Sports.
Yeah.
EA should be, but Sports...
It shouldn't be. You know, it should just be a text. You don't need to... If that's your trademark, all in capital letters, you don't need it there. You know, I hate seeing Dead Rising on my gamer thing, because Dead Rising is one of the only games I was stupid enough to get and play because I didn't know it would all be in capital letters. So yeah, from now on, any game which has all capital letters, I am not going to play. So screw you stupid developers who think you have the right to spell something out in capital letters.
Okay.
Why don't you go back to GCSE English and learn how to write? Douchebags. Right, that's rant a more improved rant of the week.
There
changed
we go.
A bit. Yeah.
Go, Paul.
Proving that we do care about your opinions, your letters.
We'll follow shortly after this disclaimer. Gamercast does not endorse any opinions and or views expressed in any of the letters we receive. All letters are presented as is and confers no warranty or rights.
Do I just say who it's from and then read it?
Basically, yeah.
Okay, cool. First letter that we got was from Nick, aka Chap Nick, aka Chapstick. Because is it Chap Nick now, yeah?
Chap Nick, Chapstick, Nick, Dude,
yep.
WebMD.net man, etc.
So, his letter was, glad to have Adam back. I got the original PSP when it first came out. It was cool, but got boring pretty quick.
Does get pretty boring.
Did we mention the PSP last week? Was that about the PSP? Did we mention
Adam
the PSP
reviewed
Go
the
last
PSP Go
week?
Or okay. The week before, whenever it was.
But the PSP is super awesome when you hack it, put on a custom OS, and download some NES or SNES emulators. That's a bit illegal.
Yeah. It's not illegal?
You're not allowed to hack firmware?
Of course you are.
You're not supposed to. Fine, well, his PSP's void.
It's against the end-use license agreement, but that's not illegal.
Okay.
If you download copyrighted code to put on it, then yeah. Yes, that's stealing. But modifying it yourself, that's fine.
But NES and SNES games, emulators.
Emulators are fine.
Yeah, but you're supposed to own the
games. As long as
games.
Those emulators don't contain any Nintendo software.
But what if you don't own the games that you're...
Well, downloading, of course, downloading the games is legal.
There you go.
But you said about hacking it, so...
Okay, fine.
We also got a letter from some dude called Mr. Smith. I guarantee that is not me.
Ryan Davies, isn't it?
Yeah, whatever his name is. Well, I signed up for my key. Smiley face. Keep up the good work and more live shows. Hee hee.
Yeah, so...
He actually says hee hee.
With the Star Wars keys. Star Wars, Star Trek keys. We gave one of them to him, who I'm thinking was very happy with it. I don't know. The beta actually apparently runs out in 3 days.
Does it? Maybe we should play it again.
Maybe we should finish the tutorial.
Yeah.
I saw that they got an announcement for looking at alternative characters to play other than the Federation. Because they had Klingons now. Did you talk about that last week?
Don't just pull that face, Paul. Answer him.
Who cares? I'm not going to be playing it.
No, I won't buy it. I do like the making your own species character customization there. That's quite
good. Also have some feedback from someone who wishes to remain anonymous. And he has a complaint against me to make, because last week I said he complained. So this week he is making a complaint about his previous complaint. Oh, but wait, no. His previous complaint was that it wasn't a complaint, but it was constructive criticism. So this week he complained about last week being...
constructive criticism.
Like, I... mischaracterized him as complaining when he was just providing constructive criticism. So this week I wish to apologize, and his complaint has been formally recognized. Right, now we're going to do something a bit different.
Okay.
Because we have a new segment.
Do we?
Yes, it's a top secret segment, which I have made top secret.
Oh my god, why did you even put a password on it?
This is basically called Name That Game. So I play a small sound clip each week. And Adam, who... Would you stop banging around? What are you doing?
I'm moving it. Click. When I lean forwards and backwards, my chair clicks. Sorry, I was repositioning
myself.
Back
it in. I'll get more complaints.
It's time for...
Name...
That...
Game.
Anyway, so this... So basically, I'm going to play a sound clip. It's going to be about 10 seconds long. It can be music, or it can be sound effects from a game. And basically, Adam and Catherine have to try and guess what game it's from.
Okay.
I won't reveal the answer the same week. I'll wait until the following week, so listeners...
So wait, are we supposed to guess on the show?
Yeah, you'll guess on the show. and then listeners can write in and say what they think it is as well, and then next week I'll reveal this week's little clip.
Okay,
so
cool.
I'm just going to play this now. Hopefully Adam can hear it. If he can't, too bad. Any guesses?
It's not June, is it?
I had pure silence then, couldn't hear a thing.
I'll send the sound over Skype. So yeah, this is so Adam can hear it. So yeah, I'm not going to comment on what it is. Catherine thinks it's June.
I don't know if it is. Not the first June, though. The one that you play. I don't know which one it is.
The one I play is June 2.
June 2. I don't know, though. I'm not sure if it is. It sounds a bit different. So is it a game that you would play?
No comment. Okay, ooh. Adam, if you check Skype, there's a MP3 coming your way.
No comment.
All sent a file named that. Okay,
how do
I access
it?
The file? Give me the file. Give me the file.
It's waiting to send a file.
Oh.
So I assume you have to accept it, and then hope your so-called Macintosh will play it.
How did you record it?
Right, the file, the accept thing came underneath Firefox.
Crappy Macintosh?
He said Firefox.
Yeah, but running on a Macintosh.
Okay. Yeah, so how did you record it? You gonna tell me that?
How did I record it?
You probably found it on the internet. Or...
I played the sound and I recorded it.
So would you play the game then?
No comment.
Oh my god!
Hang on.
Can I hear it again?
Can you hear it again? Okay, you're allowed to hear it one more time.
Or is it Wolfenstein?
Have you listened to it yet, Adam?
Hang on. I'm just powering up iTunes.
But they wouldn't have heard...
iTunes, a long loading time.
Would the people have been able to hear it?
I had to download it.
Dude, it was only 84 kilobytes.
I'm on Orange broadband. He's really slow.
Are you adding it onto the show, then? You're adding it into the show?
The listeners will be able to hear it, yes.
Okay. Maybe it's Wolfenstein. I'm going to go with Wolfenstein.
All right, come on, Adam, we're waiting for you.
Is it Return to Castle Wolfenstein, the first one?
Castle Wolfenstein was the first one, then there was Wolfenstein 3D.
Oh, okay.
Then there was Return to Castle Wolfenstein, and now there's Wolfenstein.
Wolfenstein 3D? Why are you smiling? I think it's Wolfenstein 3D, then. That's my guess. That's from what Paul plays, the two games, June 2 and Wolfenstein 3D. Yeah? That's what you play, right?
I played those, yes.
You play them. But then you might not have them on here, so maybe that wasn't those. I don't know.
So does any of our listeners know what it is?
This is going to have me for days.
If you do know what it is, just leave a comment on this week's episode, or, of course, send us feedback at feedback@gamercast.net.
You could tell me after the show.
No, you have to wait till next week.
Oh my god. You're so mean.
Any luck, Adam?
I'm just trying to find the file. iTunes wasn't liking that, and I've got so many things. Oh, there it is. Name that game.
Do you want to turn it down, Ben?
Oh, I'm going to play. I'm going to use DivX to play this.
It's an MP3.
Yeah. And no, not now. Yes. It's not supported. Go away. Let's try QuickTime Play. It might work better than iTunes. It's not a movie. Yes, I know that. Just play the damn thing. Fine, play it with freaking iTunes. iTunes doesn't like working at the minute because the portable drive's not hooked up and it's going, where the frick is all my music?
Oh dear, so it seems Adam is having some technical issues.
With his Mac.
I'm having technical issues.
So I think what we're going to do is we'll move on to the new releases. We'll just do one of them and see if Adam has a chance to listen to it by the time we finish.
Okay.
If not, next week I'll have to plan a way for Adam to get it in advance.
You could send it to him at the start of the show.
Yeah, and then maybe he can get it working in time.
Yeah.
New releases this week.
Okay, so Mass Effect 2 is out on Friday.
Yep, that's right. Made by BioWare, published by
BioWare.
EA.
What's BioWare then? Is it any relation to Morrowind?
No.
Oh.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Wait, they did Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah, they did.
And they did Mass Effect 1.
Yep.
Cool.
And lots of other things as well. But more recently, Mass Effect comes out on 360 and PC. There's also a collector's edition as well. I think that's in America as well. I'm not entirely sure. But there's a collector's edition, which comes with special stuff and in-game content and whatnot. So that's quite cool. It's the next game in the trilogy, well, the Mass Effect trilogy. So it takes place just after the end of Mass Effect. And you play as Shepard, like you did in the first one. And yeah, it looks really nice, if you ask me. I got kind of into it, and I feel bad that I still haven't played through the whole, any of the first one, really. I installed it, but I haven't got around to playing it. But then also, if I play it, I won't get GamerScore. So I should pinch Shart's copy, because she's been playing it a lot. But yeah, so that's sequel to Mass Effect.
Any luck, Adam?
Yeah, I just played it. The reason why it wouldn't play on my Mac was you sent it across in a dot extension, so my Mac didn't know what it was. So I just had to type .mp3 on the back, and it started working. My brain is thinking some sort of retro first-person shooter. I would agree with Catherine's Wolfenstein, but I've never played it, so I couldn't tell.
Wolfenstein?
No, I never was into first-person shooters when I was younger. My first one was Dark Forces on the PC. I was very limited on PC games because it was my dad's computer. He was like, it's not a games console. You're not supposed to play games on it.
Also out on Friday is this MAG.
Adam can talk a bit about this.
So can I.
MAG.
Okay.
So MAG is this crappy PS3 game which allows up to 256 players multiplayer. Wow, so many people.
I think he put it in a nutshell there, apart from the crappy.
It's multiplayer only, so hopefully we can get some headset sales out of it, but...
Yeah.
There's a special edition as well.
Does that come with a headset?
I'm not sure. It might be.
It better not.
I'm not sure what comes with it, because the only place that I've seen anything about it is an MCV. Because they had it in their pre-order charts. But yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah,
I'm tempted
by
that one.
I don't think it's really going to do a lot for PlayStation. I mean,
it would just be like what Warhawk did. Because Warhawk was only online. It came with a headset.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. I must admit, from the beta, it seems to have got a lot of people interested because it's kind of like having a new Modern Warfare and it's exclusive to PS3 players. But a lot of them are liking it because the games actually last a lot longer than it does on Call of Duty, so a lot of people are actually liking it as in comparison, but whether that impacts the sales, have to wait and see.
Yep, also out this week coming is
Tatsunoko versus Capcom Ultimate All-Stars, which...
This pisses me off.
Adam is
that because
off.
It's a Wii-only title?
Pissed off segment.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's quite cool. I've had a play of it. So it's got Tatsunoko characters.
What's
from...
that then?
Tatsunoko are an animation company in Japan. The only things that I know that are in it, you've got Battle of the Planets people.
Gotcha, man.
I don't really know of any other people in it from Tatsunoko.
No, I only know Gotcha, man.
Yeah. And then you've got Capcom people, so you've got Frank from Dead Rising. Have you got Surfbox?
Can he smack people with his camera?
You can get like golf clubs out and stuff.
Meh.
Beautiful Joe, loads of Capcom characters, so like your usual Ryu, I think Sakura's in it too, I'm sure Chun-Li as well. So yeah, that's really cool. I will maybe, if I get a chance, play it, because I won a copy from Capcom Europe, which is cool, and I'll get a
play
of that.
Wait, didn't you mean that GamerCast won a copy?
Well, I actually won it myself, but we can say GamerCast won a copy if you really won.
And then gave it to you.
Yeah, and then gave it to me.
That's okay, because I'm not going to play it.
No, you wouldn't play it. Oh, maybe I'll make you play it. We can go against each other.
Yeah,
You want to do versus in a game with me?
Yeah.
Since when?
It's a fighting game. They're quick. Unlike a strategy game, which is like or like Civ, Catherine, which is like 4 hours.
Let's play Supreme Commander.
No! Fighting games are quick.
Well, let's play Mortal Kombat 2 then.
I don't like Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, how convenient. Don't like my game.
Anyway, they are also releasing an arcade stick for the Wii, which is quite good because, of course, it will work best. I know Mad Cats are making one. I'm not sure if there's any others coming out other than by Mad Cats.
Yeah, it's the contract thing with Mad Cats that they had for the creation of the fight sticks for Street Fighter 4. So it's basically the standard edition Street Fighter 4 stick, but it's been converted to work with the Wii Remote. They haven't been allowed to put any of the Wii Remote parts inside the fight stick. It actually connects into the back of the Wii, so you have to have the fight stick and then plug it into a Wii Remote. But it looks nice. It's completely white.
Yeah, I actually played on one with an arcade stick. It was quite cool. I was crap at it, though.
I
was just jamming my hand on the buttons and moving the arcade stick around. Oh, I was like,
I'm jealous.
Die! But yeah, so it's cool.
I want to play as Gatchaman. It's not fair.
So there were like a couple of other releases, but I left them out because they were like add-ons to simulators. So yeah, I only thought I'd mention the more important things. Although we did mention Yu-Gi-Oh! Tag Force last week, which of course isn't a Humongo release. But yeah, so that's the three main releases of this week. They come out all on Friday. So that's the releases.
Previews and or reviews.
Yep, I'm going to do my review on Assassin's Creed 2. Not completed it on purpose. I am determined not to complete this game fast. Not saying that it's quick.
I'll tell you what, I'm determined to not complete any games fast either.
I enjoyed Assassin's Creed 1, but I played it hardcore constantly, and I was determined to get to the end because the story was really gripping, and then it ran out and I was just kind of like, right, I don't really want to go and play this anymore, because it takes I think around about 5 to 8 minutes to get back into the game, because the game, when you power up the game, it goes back to the last moment. You have to go through the entire credits, and then it lets you jump back into the Animus and play the game randomly. And I was just kind of like, yeah, I'm not doing that anymore. The great thing about Assassin's Creed 2 is the fact that there is so much to get on and do in each town to keep you occupied. I felt it was a bit like, I could treat it a lot like how I treat the Grand Theft Auto games, where I do a couple of missions, and then I piss about for a while. Do a couple of missions, piss about for a while. And yeah, I'm finding that quite a lot. So, haven't completed the game, but got through quite a bit of story. One thing I will put story-wise is it is a lot more compelling than the previous one. The previous story, you were just basically communicating with one bloke, and he was saying, yes, you must kill this person now. And then you went and killed that person, and you came back. The missions aren't always an assassination. There are so many missions that they just keep revolving around this story. It's not go here, kill, go back, bit of dialogue. Go here, kill, come back, bit of dialogue. You're constantly being moved around. You're talking to new people. Every time you go to a new town, you're getting missions off a new person. You're helping them out, the different missions, doing different things. And it's not always assassinate this. It's distract that, steal this, move that. There's lots of different things to be getting on with, as well as the side quests you have.
So they've sort of merged it with like Thief, in that, you know, Thief had quite a broad range of objectives.
Yeah, they really have made it more broad range of what your character is doing. Like I said previously when I was talking about it last week, they've really done nicely for introducing the gameplay elements by actually making it as part of the storyline. So being able to teach you how to do the free running was showing you when you were playing the character as a young man and you were doing practicing free running across roofs with his brother, and you weren't having to kill anyone, there was no guards, it was just teaching you how to do these different things, and you had to try and follow your brother across the rooftops. So the previous game you had to be trained in the Animus, but because the person you're playing already knows how to control one of his ancestors through the Animus, there's no point having that tutorial again. So for people who have never played the first one, you still get introduced to the gameplay elements of Assassin's Creed without having to have some weird tutorial. You're just following the storyline, and it teaches you step by step by step without trying to make you like, you know, teach your grandmother to suck eggs sort of thing. Graphically, it is a lot better than the previous one. Still got that stunning views from a distance when you stood on towers and you can see out as far as the eye can see where you want to go to. They put a lot more detail into the outside of the cities. Before, it was normally just a bit of a nice view, and then it was just the front of the castle or wherever the keep was in the first one, and you had a road that would lead off somewhere. You still have that road that leads off to somewhere or splits off into two, but a lot of the cities, there are houses around the outskirts, and there is something, a reason to walk around that outside of the walls of the city you're in, mainly because of the way that the cities look. I've got to Venice now, and that is really nice because you have the ability to use the boats and the waterways as an element of sneaking up to people and also escape, although rowing a boat when people are shooting you with arrows is not advisable because it doesn't go very fast. But yeah, the gameplay elements for it, it's the best way to describe it is if you've played Hitman Blood Money. When you go to do a level on that, you are just choice. You've just got pure choice, loads of things at your dispense to be able to work out how you're going to achieve your goal. And it's the same with this one. You've got multiple different ways to go about doing what you want to do with an arsenal of loads of cool toys at your disposal and other people to help you, ways of distracting guards, yada, yada, yada. You could do the same level several times and you could find multiple different ways of getting into a place or how to do something. Back down to the basics, that you have those moments where you're just chasing some guy down the streets and then you jump on his back and with the stabby thing that comes out your wrist. Yeah. So it's classic Assassin's Creed, but more. And that's what I'm liking about it.
So would you recommend it to Assassin's Creed 1 fans?
Yes. If you played Assassin's Creed 1 and you loved it, this gives you exactly the same but delivers more. If you played Assassin's Creed 1 and you were kind of disappointed because it didn't live up to your expectations of what they said it was going to be, play this game because it will live up to expectations. It does deliver on what you expect. Now, the game mechanics have been changed for the way that guards look at you and stuff. Before, it was kind of like if you didn't walk around with your head bowed down all the time, you'd be attacked. In this game, as long as no one is after you and you're not recognized as the assassin, you can walk freely around town, and as long as you don't walk where you shouldn't or bump into a guard and piss him off or climb up on top of a rooftop where you're not supposed to be, you can walk freely through every town and not be chased down by guards. So it gives them more of a freedom of how you want to go about your mission because you're not always having to sneak everywhere. But as you kill guards and you get caught doing stuff, your logo changes until it's fully red, and then anybody sees you, they know who you are. There's wanted posters up, there's people talking about you, and you can go pay these people off, rip off the wanted posters, and slowly bring down your notoriety down till everyone's forgotten about you and what you've done. Apart from the important high people that you're trying to assassinate, and you're allowed to freely move around the town again. So the gameplay mechanics for it has changed quite a bit in a good way. They've got rid of a lot of the things that made it kind of annoying once you've played Assassin's Creed 1 for a while. This one, it's nice to work with.
Is it still as repetitive?
No. That is the big key, the repetitiveness. If any bits get repetitive, it's because you, as the player, keep repeating yourself. I found myself doing a nice thing where one of the devices you get is a smoke bomb, and I found myself just standing near a large group of people who are about to kick my ass thinking, I don't particularly want to have a sword fight with all of you. Smoke bomb on the ground.
You wimp.
They all start going, oh, what is it? And I just walk up to people and go,
smoke, douchebags.
And you just stab them all and they drop down dead. I stopped doing it now because I got bored after the first couple of goes. But it is the perfect arsenal of that moment where I had guys in full knight's armor with these massive big axes coming at me, and I was like, I cannot defend against all of these with just a sword. So I took smoke bomb, took a few of them out, a few more left, and then I had a sword fight with them, pulled out my knife, stabbed a few guys. Some guy came at me long distance, throwing knife in the head, dropped him down, one guard left, had a bit of a sword fight, stabbed him, done.
So it sounds like it's sort of an action game.
It's getting...
I thought it was more of a real-time strategy game.
Yes, Paul, I'm sure you did. That's yes, what Paul. You thought.
Uh-huh, funny.
But, yes, all in all, it's still good. It's got the ability for you, if you want to get on a horse and ride to each town as you please. You still have to ride to the new towns as you discover them, but once you've done that, instead of it being, oh, load to this place, load to that place, you go to the horse carriage guy and you pay him 100, whatever the currency is then, florins or whatever it is, and you get a ride to the town you want to go to, and that how you load across. It is based on money. Before, you had to pickpocket to... because the only thing you could lose was your throwing knives in the first one. And you got those back by pickpocketing. Now you have multiple things in the arsenal. Some of them I won't talk about any more of them because, you know, they slowly appear in the game. But they all cost money to replenish them unless you find them on someone's body, because you can loot bodies for money. So you constantly do need an income. And there are a few different ways that you can get an income, as well as doing assassination missions on the side. You can even pickpocket people yourself, which you can get caught and get you into trouble. But if you're very good at it, you can pickpocket. You also have to keep your eye out for other pickpocketers who will lift your purse and make you broke quite quickly. But if that happens, you can jump into a bit of a running match and start chasing them down to get your money back.
Mm-hmm.
All in all, it is a very well put together game. The great thing I like about it is they realized there were issues with the first game. They've made a really good game, but I think it took for them to have that game published for them to realize what wasn't working. And I could see each one of those issues, and I can't see them anymore. They have all been dealt with for this game. Even the control system for controlling the assassin have been tweaked even more, so it's a lot nicer to move around. It's not too where you're starting to get one of those flashbacks from trying to get Lara Croft to try and jump onto this damn ledge, and she keeps turning around and falling off again. Now and again, you did get that in the first one, but only now and again. At the moment, it's very intuitive on how to control the assassin and to climb around and stuff. So,
all right,
very nice.
So, GamerCast, as always, late with our reviews, thinks Assassin's Creed 2 is good.
What would you give it out of 5?
Oh, now this is a tough one, because this is... I am absolutely loving this game. It's definitely going to be one of those I'm not going to get rid of.
You're not going to get rid of? I give it 3 months before you trade it in.
No, I won't trade it in.
Yeah, you will.
So when you finished it, will you actually play it again, do you think?
No. The first one, I wouldn't have, because of the content of it, but the missions are more about the story. You're just playing the story instead of it just being do this. And with the amount that we're in there, I think I could play it from the beginning again, like I did with playing Batman. And because it keeps chopping and changing so much, you keep forgetting what you have to do in the game. And I think it's going to be the same with this, that once you've played it, you can put it aside or go back in and just play with the game and just do the side quests. Then you could go back to the beginning again and then go, right, I can't remember what I did at the beginning, and completely forget about it. So replayability, I think it's got a good chance of a good couple more times playing through, because the game seems to last. I apologize for the cough. I don't know, it's a hard one to give it a score. I'm tempted to...
Should I just do it for you?
You'll give it like a 1 or something, won't you?
No, I'll give it a respectable score.
No less than... 4 out of 5. I don't know what more the game could have to give it 5 out of 5.
I've heard a few bad things about it, but I won't ruin anything for you.
Okay.
Alright, well that's pretty much it for this week. Thank you for that review, Adam.
Did you mention the stuff after the letters?
No.
The feedback.
You can of course send feedback to us and constructive criticism to feedback@gamercast.net, and also leave it on the blog at gamercast.net, which is the preferred solution, because you can just comment on one of our little entries there. Alternatively, you could send us feedback@gamercast.net.
Yep, that's true. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/gamercast. Leave us any messages or whatever you want on there as well.
Yep. We also have a Facebook group.
Yep, which is just search for Gamercast.
Just go on gamercast.net and there's a link on there. Likewise with Steam, if you're a Steam user, you can join our group on there and we can have fun together.
We could play some Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, we could play
Left 4 Dead with us because, you know, me and Paul are so awesome at it. Yeah. But actually, I think we need to play a bit more to become awesome at it.
I am awesome.
Okay, you're awesome. I need a bit more playing. What,
you're better than Tim and Charlotte.
Number one.
We're too cheap to buy number two.
Number one's
considering
better.
The characters are better in number one. No offense to people down south in America, but you suck.
Thing is, like, we've only got number one as well, so we'll play you at number one, and we can play you at Team Fortress 2 as well. Do we have anything else that we can play at people at?
Empire Total War.
I don't have Empire Total War.
I do.
Yeah, Paul can play people at Empire or Civ or anything like that. But yeah, we'd love to play some Left 4 Dead with people. That'd be cool. When I have time free, of course.
Yes, our busy, busy lives. So yeah, next week we will of course have the answer to this week's Name That Game.
Yeah.
So make sure you tune in to listen to that. If you do have any guesses for what that is, just send them our way and we'll read them out on the show if they're funny or if they're correct.
And then if just no one sends us anything in, we'll just give you the answer anyway.
See if you were right, if you were actually thinking in your head what it was.
Or if you're too shy to post a comment.
So that's it for this week. We'll see everyone again next week.
Yep. Bye-bye.
Laters.